of a ghost, and I wanted you to know that
we heard you missed us. We're back. It's live from the five hole. Faxes from UncleDale.com's and the Sam Fells But Who's Buying Newsletters official weekly podcast. It is our go home show before the biggest show of the year next week. So I am here, Sam Fells, your host of said newsletter. You can find me on Blue Sky at Fells Gate. And not only am I here, but we're in fatal four-way formation, of course, as we would always be for such a big show and such a big ramp-up. So, of course, I am joined by the usual crew. Leading off with Dr. Viral, he's the biggest jackass, no talent in the business, and the CEO of WBCW on Wrestling Brain's Twitch channel every Monday night at 9 Central. You can find him on Blue Sky at Torque Penderloin. It's Andrew Cieslak.
Hi there.
Hello, Slack. Good Hi. To have you.
Good to be here.
He's working the ones and twos for us tonight. He's our supervising technician and our technical supervisor, as well as Hollywood's go-to Grizzled Crank. You can find him on Blue Sky at Matt McClure, but please don't. It's Matt McClure.
Party on, Wayne.
Party on, Garth. And last but not least, he is the archivist. He's the goal line assassin. He's the oracle of Humboldt Park. You can't find him on Blue Sky at Fifth Feather, but he might find you. He's lurking in the night. It's Fifth Feather, John.
Lurking like Nandor.
Yes. And he will not relent. I constantly am saying, fucking John, guy. Will you please relent? And John will say, I will not relent. Fucking guy.
Fucking guy.
Okay. So, before we have our... the preseason is over. Bears are down to their 53-man roster, which will change by the time we release this. Let folks in behind the scenes here. You may not know this, but the morning after every last preseason game for the Bears every year, crack of dawn, John races up to Lake Forest in 1920 football drive with his cut-down list, his 53-man roster, and he runs up to the door. Now, he has not successfully ever gotten in that door. But that doesn't stop him from sliding his list under the door.
Correct.
And we're pretty sure Poles and Johnson, they take a good hard look at John's roster. Every year.
Yeah. I bring my spear and shield.
You bring your spear and shield and your list?
Yes, and my list. And I slide it under the door.
The door remains locked. You try it. You yeah. try it.
I bang.
You definitely do. And then you slide it under the door. You bang your spear against your shield. And then you get back in your car.
Yeah. My Gervon is off of the 53-man roster.
Right. We talked about it last week. He was not on yours.
No,
so
he
traded him.
He's gone.
So we can't say for sure that you don't wield some influence up at Alice Hall.
Correct. And they traded him for somebody that was useful for this year's team. They didn't just get rid of him to get rid of him.
I think old friend Ian Cunningham was helping us out.
I think so too.
For the compensation pick disaster. I said, all right. You deserve something.
Yep.
Maybe he was the one responsible for drafting Gervon in the first place. No, actually, he wasn't here, right?
No, he was here.
He was here for sure. He's been here for a while. Or he was here for a while.
Yeah, that was his, year one.
They said, hey, Ian, you still like this piece of shit? He can't move. They'll snap the ball and he's still standing there for 15 seconds. You want him?
Yeah.
Okay, great. No problem.
He'll do well in the NFC South, though. Yeah, step down a bit.
What happens in the NFC South is none of my business.
Exactly. Nor should. Don't look
at it. Is week one, my friend.
Ugh, well, that's God. True. He's right.
But that's not at all like NFC. Negative NFL aura. The whole division just brings down everything. Feels like you're watching a UFL game whenever those teams are on
at
the field.
At least that mouth breather, Kellen, what's his name, has brought back making the Saints wear.
Bond?
Making the Saints wear the gold
Moore?
Pants. Rather than
Whatever
yeah, Kellen Moore. I was gonna say Kellen Davis, but I know he was the tight end that was here that didn't give a shit. but he's at least made the Saints go back to two-tone and wear the gold pants with the black tops as opposed to black on black, which looked like shit.
It did. It was terrible. Extremely offensive, yes.
Because
we're in agreement.
Yeah, I have no time for teams that run away from an iconic good look. Now I have no use for the Saints. But I can't sit here and say the black and gold isn't a good look.
Right.
It's ridiculous.
I agree.
All right, John. Whether they listen to your... fuck off, John Cusack. Whether or not they listen to your roster, whether they took it on, how do you feel about the roster they've presented?
I'm fine with it. I like what they did. It matches.
All right,
my
that's it. Till next week, everybody.
Yeah, all right, boys. Thanks for coming. We'll talk to you next week on the best show of the year.
One thing, Sam, that was on my yellow pad that he's part of the 53-man roster is we got our
he's
first
on
look
the team for this year.
He's on the team for this year. We've got our first look at Xavion Thomas. Now, hey. let me tell you something. I need a new number for him. I can't do 81 because all I think is Rasheed Davis.
Rasheed Davis.
It makes him look slower than he is.
Yes.
Right. Because you're thinking of Rasheed Davis. And I love Rasheed Davis, one of the bigger catchers in recent Bears memory.
Will he do the eruption celebration?
Probably not. He's a guy who needs like a gadget number.
Put him in 23.
Ooh.
They're not retiring it, so you might as well give it to somebody just as fast and quick.
We need to have discussion when we're scraping the bottle of the barrel for hashtag content too. Is all these stupid? I got nothing but disrespect for Brian Urlacher's big dumb bald ass, but it's a crime that his number is being worn by some rookie offensive lineman out there, and it's some dope from before they allowed black guys on the team has his number retired. So
I'm gonna have to disagree with your police work there, Lou. I think they should unretire all the numbers except 34 and possibly 40.
What about Brian Piccolo?
And what about Dick Butka, Sam?
You just can't have all these numbers out of commission.
You can't. I don't think you can just draw the line and say only these guys, but not the rest. You can't. Yeah. You can't do that.
I can. I can do whatever I want.
Well, you can say it. It's never going to happen.
And so then have a ring of honor.
Yeah, they already have that. You can get it for $10 a month on watchroh.com.
Very, very good. They got too many numbers retired. There's just not enough to go around. You know, it's not like the Canadians where everyone has to wear 78. The roster's
Yankees,
too big.
Yankees also have the same
problem.
They
should have retired it for Keith Van Horn anyway.
Right. The Canadians and the Yankees have a lot of championships. The Bears have more before the 60s than now.
That's what I'm saying.
That's true. It's
not really the same.
Although the Canadians and the Leafs also, their most recent one combined is 30 years ago. So
right. Yeah, the Canadians championships except for the ones in the 70s and the one in the 90s don't count.
Yeah, they essentially just rigged the whole system back then. But the Yankees
have four cups, and the Leafs have none.
Yeah. Because the Leafs are dumb.
good.
And it is good. Fuck them.
Well, I can't say that I have too many thoughts. I don't think there were any big surprises. We were discussing
the fourth tight end that they kept and then put him on injured list is very interesting because that guy doesn't have a lot of statistics to speak of. I was looking at his college numbers with Iowa. He doesn't catch passes. So they must just like his special teams contributions.
Is he a Brandon Manumaleuna type?
I think he's just a guy who blocks and hits and tackles. He must have done something they loved. But I do think that I was talking at work today to some teammates about the Rams conundrum. If you got Aaron Donald and Myles Garrett, how do you figure out who you're supposed to even pay attention to?
Well,
and I
Aaron
I think
Donald
Ben's,
is a rotation. I mean, it's the ultimate rotational piece, even at 35 years old. But he's not playing every damn down. Like he just can't at this point. In life, coach.
No, I hear you, but at the end of the day, it's going to be a problem. And
assuming he gets through the season,
yeah, right. But I do think Ben has this. He wants these tight ends for the reason of, you know, we can just put these big units out on the field, get it, and have options and, you know, make people think twice, which I'm really interested to see how that plays out. He seems to think that he's got something here with this 13 personnel and whatnot. So,
I think it's just if they're going to use a lot of 13 personnel, and it certainly sounds like they will, they need a fourth guy, you know, they have all their tight ends on the field most of the time. One of them's going to get hurt or tired.
Yeah.
So,
I think my biggest thing, I think I've said this last week, maybe I did, maybe I didn't. I just think it's kind of annoying how much I feel like the defense needs almost an entire overhaul again, and we really just haven't gotten anywhere in a year plus of Ben Johnson.
I'm getting bad vibes from the defense. This will
okay. Let's talk about this.
Okay. Thank you.
Keep going. Tell me about your bad vibes.
I got bad vibes. Might affect my performance or my predictions on the biggest show of the year next week.
Okay.
You know, you get all the outside noise, which I try and shove to the side. I tried to shove to the side my twinge of this sounds a little like Magic Training Camp when all this started. Okay. You get all the buzz about the late
round.
I
still don't know what that means for the record, but go on.
So everything was going to get better once Jeremy Cotton finally got to install his system.
Full training camp.
So like how the Hawks prospects are going to be good just because they're older?
Yeah, exactly. It's kind of thing. Like, took over midseason, right? And then they stopped the season for COVID. Yep. You're like, oh, well, he'll get this training camp in the summer to really install it. Okay. Then it was, well, that was a weird one, so he'll get the next training camp, and nothing changed.
I see.
And then it was like, okay, now we've got a normal training camp, so everything will work for Jeremy Colleton, because he'll get, and it never did. But so it was Magic Training Camp. That's what sounded like about this defensive line. Like, oh, well, yeah. Dennis Allen now can teach technique instead of scheme.
I have been sold on Vanderberg, though.
You're not the only one.
I'm sold.
Here's another thing. There's always, we get the buzz about the late round / undrafted Paluka. There he is.
I'm going to say this is different than the what you're comparing it to.
Until he makes a play in the regular season, it's the same to me.
Okay,
there's you're going to say that's going to dissuade me.
I'm feeling
we all know why I have that rule.
An Andrew turn on week one when he on the first snap he either strips the ball or does something, and you're going to say
he's going to be on the field for snap one.
Who is?
I don't know. Grady mom. And the other Who? Asshole.
Who's the other asshole?
Anyways.
You don't even know.
I'm efforting.
That's my point.
His first snap, he's going to make a play. And Sam, you're going to say, I said from all along that I love this guy.
No, I will eat shit. All I do is eat shit. Okay. Why would I stop now?
Are you a Cubs reliever?
We'll get there.
At this rate, it won't be long now.
We'll get there.
Grady and Kentavious are your starters.
Who?
Kentavious Street.
I don't know who that is.
Well, so, he's your starting tackles.
I'll tell you who he's not. Jordan Vander Duty.
Joran Vandersloot.
That guy is the man.
Yeah, right, so here's
a couple videos.
Wasn't he on the Lakers previously?
Here's the thing about Sam Spilkes for the defense.
Here we go.
I don't understand how you can have Spilkes when the defense hasn't even lined up as a unit yet. Together.
Well, I mean, that's it. I'm filling in blank air.
Yeah.
You know,
it's just a lot of vibes that you're and projection that you're doing.
But the vibes are bad.
But like, I'm jealous of
motivated Deo stuff.
I'm jealous of like this Leonard Williams guy, for example, on Seattle, right? They signed that guy or traded for him. I can't remember which, but he was available.
Wasn't he on the Jets and kicking everyone's ass when he was there back when people thought the Jets were.
That's what I'm saying. That's yes. So like, or was it the Giants? It was one of the New York teams, but regardless, he was available and they acquired him. Anyone could have acquired him. The Bears should have acquired him. They could have could use a guy who's like that. I mean, they just seem to be allergic to getting these impact guys. I don't understand what it is. TJ Edwards is ancient and creaky. Devin Bush, I think, could be a nice player, but
Jets and Giants,
I don't know.
4 years apiece.
I don't know, man.
I'm not going there yet on anybody. I need to see the unit for a few games, and then I'll get mad about who they did or didn't.
See the unit.
Who they did or didn't acquire to make the defense better.
I won't get fully upset until the actual trade deadline passes, because this is a year where if you start out well and they look like a genuine contender, you got to go do something. You can't sit around and wait.
Yeah, and depends on who's out there and
if you're relatively healthy and all that.
Because last year, listening to the people who cover the team, they kept saying when Parsons was on the block and blah, 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 is you can't trade for Micah Parsons if you don't know if Caleb's the guy. Well, that's over.
That's over.
So you don't have that excuse anymore.
And this no, is the no, this is, do it too the before, before that new paper is on the books.
Right. Exactly.
This is now, well, possibly, I don't know for sure, but it could shape up to be one of your sacred real cracks at it. You're not guaranteed many of these. It's football. You don't know how many you're going to get.
It's football.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the Rams look like pretty heavy favorites and all, but you're Stafford's creaky back and Aaron Donald's retired ass just being hurt quick, and then what? You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it's,
I've seen the super team thing fall enough times and not
it's
just
not
like,
guaranteed. They keep, never is.
They keep trying it. They've gotten a handful of themselves every year, but one.
I mean, God bless them for trying it. Love to see the Bears try something like that.
If I were a Rams fan, I would be excited that they keep trying
you
it.
You certainly
would
be
excited
in the building.
Too. Yes.
I couldn't afford to be in the building.
Who could? Sitting next to Olivia Wilde or some celebrity or something.
I don't think Olivia Wilde can afford to be in there. Olivia Rodrigo, maybe.
Like I said, I don't know. I think, the nerves are kicking in for me, John, is where I'm at. I'm nervous about them matching the expectations I think that everybody's kind of put on them. And even offensively, it's like if they're doing the slow start thing again, it's going to be, oh God, not this shit. You know what I mean? There's going to be a lot of overreacting or reacting to just everything that happens.
But that's football.
Yeah.
I know, but it's the microscope is much bigger.
Yeah. I mean, I'm leaning more to the slack side of the spectrum than the John side of the spectrum. I'm excited for the season to start. I'm excited to have the Bears back. We need it. But there's a lot of spilkiss here. This defense just, I wonder how much of work of the offense they're going to undo.
There's
how that
ghosts
balance
here.
Works. What's
wounds.
That?
There's wounds here.
There's wounds here. And while I think the offense will be better, and I think it will be good, we still kind of have to see an offense that can do it for four quarters consistently, not just against the Browns or the Bengals. It will get there at some point. I have utter faith that Ben Johnson will create that. And this is basically the same group as last season. But we haven't seen him do it yet. And so that, Slack, you mentioned the slow starts and all that. I ain't here for that shit. Like, they got to come out firing against Carolina. I don't, this is year two.
As OB would say, firing with brimstone.
Right, you firing with brimstone. You've come out and said how much smoother this camp was, how much more you've got to do because people get it. You're not stalling as much. You're not teaching as much. You can just do the camp the way you want to do it. All right, then come out and rack some motherfuckers.
And they will.
Yeah. I hope so.
I'm not nervous. I think I'm going to enjoy the start of this Bears season.
You don't even have nominal Bears nervousness.
No, not until I'm not going to get there till week three, buddy.
And if they're 2-0, you're not going to get there.
Right. Right. If they're 1-1
and
right. If they're 1-1, 0-2 again, then yes, then the Spilkis will elevate to higher levels than perhaps you guys are even at right now.
Oh, they're 0-1. It's a bad version of pig's blood. You can't lose to that team.
No, you can't.
You know, if you lose to the Vikings, it would suck, and I would hate it, but at least, like, well, I could see the quirk. Flores comes up with something. You know, Kyler makes a few plays that just make you chew your hand off. Like, I've seen that movie, at least.
Mm-hmm.
It would be really fucking annoying and embarrassing, but
it would be super annoying and embarrassing, but like you can see how it would happen.
Losing the first game to a division rival who's supposed to finish last is really pretty unacceptable.
Only managed two division wins last year.
Is that in Minnesota?
No, that's here.
Home. Yeah.
You simply cannot lose that game again.
And they won't. Don't worry. Spoiler alert for next week's show.
All right. But anyway, 2-0, it's lightsaber time.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't care.
Yeah. Take it as it comes.
Stacking wins.
Yeah. And then you can ease your way into the season.
Oh, there's no easing.
It's easing the season.
You can be football zen like me, Sam.
Slack, you know what this is?
What?
This is plus ultra.
Oh, what a term.
Well, I should say next week is plus ultra for us.
Yes.
There's no easing in the season. There's no feeling your way doing the Chiefs thing of showing him just enough Milton Berle. No, I want full tilt big boogie from the put 45 on Carolina. I don't fucking care.
I think Ben agrees with you. Ben doesn't give a shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if you're going to talk all that shit, he talks enough.
He does.
You got to back it up.
Yeah, it's going to be quite a ride. I mean, the attention is certainly there. There's a lot more respect there. There's also a lot of doubters still, which is kind of good. I'm glad, right?
Statistically, like there's very good reason for anyone to doubt them. I've even said they might be a better team, but the record might not be as good. And we'll see.
That feels like the most likely outcome, even though it might not be what I pick.
I don't know if they're a better team. I guess we're going to find out. We'll see.
Yeah, that's tough. Better offense. Fairly sure.
I guess. Based on what? It's mostly the same guys.
Yeah. Most of those guys are young, and it's a second year with the coach, and coach I really trust. And I just, the things I'm asking for, the four quarters, not waiting for the fourth quarter, just consistently putting up points. I think we're going to get it, but I have to see it to be sure. Nothing's guaranteed.
Nope. Well,
they're not, if they're still like the magic show and pulling rabbits out of their ass to get wins, you better believe the Caleb debate will be reignited.
No, I can't have it.
I know you can't have it. I don't want it.
Based on what? That he's winning late? Or if he's completing 58% of his passes
late,
or what?
If he doesn't win late as often as he did and the offense still looks wonky for three quarters.
Well, it's not happening, so don't worry about it.
I don't think it's going to happen, but it's out there. It's lying in the weeds, like you. It's lurking in the night.
Yeah. I guess.
I don't mean to bring down your Bears chubby, John.
You don't. Don't worry.
I couldn't possibly.
No. My lightsaber is fully charged and ready for the season.
Backup kyber crystals in the garage, as we discussed. Mm-hmm.
Do we want to segue into Kyler Gordon?
Yeah.
I think you just did.
Yeah, you just did.
I'm the expert after all.
Yeah.
Matt who said this is getting some serious Derrick Rose vibes.
Well, I didn't say it that because I would never phrase it like that, but yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm getting the same thing, and he's not as good as Derrick Rose.
Yeah, at least had an MVP at that point.
Right.
And they weren't they the one seed?
Yes. They were the one seed when he blew out his knee.
Yeah.
Although, if I recall, and it's a long time ago now, no one thought they were as good that year as they were the year before when they were also the one seed. And they lost to the Heat.
Just they were never as good as the Heat is basically what it is.
Right. But the year before when they first lost, people thought, oh, they were really good and thought they were an actual championship contender. And then the following year, they got the one seed, but everyone's like, kind of empty.
I don't remember them actually feeling like an actual championship contender.
Right. And then he got hurt, and everyone's like, well, they're toast.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Anyway, but that's not why you called.
No, it's about Kyler, and he's a weirdo. I think the thing that I brought up multiple times now is I watch a lot of YouTube clips, and you know they get jumped and thrown into my feed. A lot of them are from the radio and beats and whatnot, and I just feel like they're always like. And Dan Bernstein said it too. I've popped in and out of his show. When are we going to get an answer about Kyler Gordon? When are they going to tell us what's going on?
They are telling you.
I think you've heard what's going on. He's not healthy, and he doesn't seem to want to be, so he's not playing. And until he's playing, you should forget about him. End of story.
Yeah. Well, that's what they said today. That's what.
Yeah.
They're telling you that he's at a point where he just has to go out there and play with a little discomfort to see that he can play at full strength. And that whatever he's feeling will go away. He's at the last step or whatever it is he's recovering from. But he doesn't want to. He doesn't want to go out there until he feels 100%. So, like, you're not fully recovered until you play. And he's like, I'm not going to play until I'm fully recovered. And that's a standoff.
Yeah.
And it's awfully interesting timing because he doesn't seem to want to get out there after he got paid.
Right.
But he's only got a year left on his deal, so...
Well, he's already banked $30 million. What the fuck does he care?
Well,
he's got outfits to buy.
You could make another $30 million if you got out on the field.
Yeah, he's not even old. It's like he could, for sure. Yeah.
Well,
good enough.
Would you be shocked if next year, wherever he ends up, because it won't be here, he is out on the field?
Maybe.
Do you think do you think he has a problem with the coaching staff?
He'd Maybe. Be the only one.
Yeah, he would be the only one. And also, if he did, he would have, his agent would have asked out.
Right.
It's just it's a weird thing, but I think the Bears have told you who he is and what's happening. They're not going to come out explicitly and say, this guy is a pussy and he won't go out on the field.
No, because that's a way to turn other players against you.
Right.
Even if they agree with you.
Right.
They don't want to see you hang out at teammates.
Exactly. I'm sure inside the halls, the hallowed halls of Hallis Hall.
Everyone walking over your 53-man roster.
Mm-hmm. Everybody knows why Kyler's not on the field and why he's not around the team or whatever. Everybody knows, I can tell you that. They're not going to come out, yeah, like we've said, they're not going to come out publicly and say it because the answer will essentially hang the player out to dry, and then it will make other players think, well, will the Bears do that to me if we have some sort of disagreement?
I think if he had a real issue with the coaching staff wouldn't be taking such pains to be using coded language.
Correct.
It's not just the coaching staff that's using coded language, for the record, right? It's
right, GM2.
It's everybody.
But if he were like causing a ruckus more than than just not being out there, they wouldn't bother to protect him. You know, if he was doing, well, I'm not doing this for you, they would just tell you what's really going on. So I don't think he has a problem with the coaching. Who would have a problem with this coaching staff? They get results. Everyone loves playing for him. If you have a problem with this coaching staff, I feel like you're going to be on an island.
Yeah. Well, he already is on an island.
He already is on an island.
So far, winning is the thing, and you're winning. You've won games. You've won milestone games, playoff games. And if you're saying, I don't want to be a part of this, you sound like the biggest fucking loser on earth. That means you liked playing for Matt Eberflus more, which is unacceptable.
Absolutely.
He doesn't want to do the pre-practice stretching.
Yeah, he's like Dennis Allen's system of right. No warm-ups.
Or maybe I've got it backwards. Maybe he only wants to play for coaches who focus on the pre-practice warm-up. And because Dennis Allen doesn't warm up his players, he doesn't want to be out there.
Yeah, it's obviously strange, but there's nothing else to know unless you're asking, like, is he sad or does he have a personal issue? I guess if that's
yeah,
what
I think
asking.
That's another thing they would tell you. Like, they wouldn't be coding language like this. If it were a mental thing, a personal thing, there would be a lot of no comments or we can't talk about it or
he's got a personal issue that he's
Tyler's
working through.
Taking some time.
Yeah,
but that's not a thing. It's just injury.
Right. Yeah. They're just telling you, yeah, we're just not where we should be. And we can't seem to get there, which means this guy just won't get on the field. Our medical team can't do anything more. You haven't heard setback.
No. And he keeps getting injured. He keeps getting injured off season. He's getting injured. Like,
right. Like you played one game, had a whole off season, and then rolled up and said, I'm still hurt. So it's like, you just don't want to be out there. He just doesn't want to play.
He doesn't want to be out there. Right, McClure?
Exactly.
You don't want to be out here.
You don't want to be out here.
Yeah. Well, except this is Tulum. We need him to be out. Yeah.
Tulum.
I mean, they drafted another cornerback. They traded for another one. I don't think they're counting on him.
No kidding. What does that tell you?
I think they're writing him off.
Jesus Christ. Yeah.
It sucks because he's the most interesting player on the defense when he's out there. He can do everything.
Well, yeah, he makes their defense very dynamic.
Yeah.
And so it's unfortunate that it's like this, and it's just like Andrew said, it's completely strange because there's just no real good explanation. And if he hated the coach, if he hated the team, his agent would have asked it for a trade. And they haven't done that. It's nope. Just he won't get out on the field. But that's also strange because it's like he's only, what, 26 at this point? 25, 26? Like still in the prime of his career. And you could very easily get a second contract. Like your second contract or your third contract, I should say, is the one where you kind of, you know, where you see guys more often kind of pack it in and say, okay, I'm done.
Right. Because I wasn't getting one after this anyway.
Right.
Well,
yeah, it's all soft tissue. So he's always pulling something or, you know, it's not like he's got chronic back problems or something. It's mm-hmm. like pulled whatever, which,
right. which you can't scan for, can you? He tells bizarre. You it hurts and that's what it is.
Right. Yeah. Whatever.
Unless you really fuck up.
Some bodies just aren't made for the punishing brutality of it. It
could be, but that's not what they're saying.
Nope.
No, you won't get any answers about Kyler until next year when he's on the last year of that deal.
Well, and then he's gone. I mean, they'll cut him after this season if he doesn't play.
Right, he still
at
gets
all.
His money.
Right, but then they'll get the. I think
it's a distraction at this point. Money doesn't even matter.
Yeah.
And right, if he wants to play for the next one, even if he's cut, he signs a 1-year deal somewhere else. If he wants that third contract, you say he's going to actually have to play. Maybe he doesn't want it. That's fine. Retire. I don't care. Dolman got his paper and got the fuck out of here. I understand it.
But yeah, I think to Andrew's larger point too is I think people just need to stop asking about it because the Bears have already told you 20 different times what the deal is.
There's so much more going on. Like, how can this be your focus?
Yeah.
Like, ask about literally anything else.
I mean, it's worth asking. Poles isn't out there every day. You get a chance to talk to the GM. You got to ask him about this. It's a big
and I know that, but I feel like they ask Ben at every day's wrap-up or whatever, and he's like, ask me about players who are trying to make the team. He literally had to yell at them. It's embarrassing. Like, what scoop do you think he's going to give you at the podium if he's...
he's a football coach. He's like a
kid. Oh, you know what? Actually, today I'm going to tell you. I didn't tell you the first 22 days, but today's the day. I'm telling you.
Let me tell you about this guy.
And here it is.
If Ben ever pulls that trigger, there'll be a specific reason and he'll know why. Like, he'll have... Like, he's like, okay, now it's time to just call this guy out. The team feels this way. My team captains are on board. This fucking guy needs to get on the field. And just... He'll when it's right, if it's ever right, that Ben will do it. But he's not going to do it before week one.
Well, maybe we get the best case scenario and they're in a nice position. And then him and Kobe Bryant both come back at the same time. And all of a sudden, magic training camp.
I don't think that qualifies as magic training camp.
Damn it, I'm still not getting it right. Okay, yeah,
you're totally winning roaming this. All right. Well, that's enough of that. All right, we got to bunker down for next week. Big show next week.
Do you want to talk about the cavalcade of all stars that is the Blackhawks youth camp?
Yes, if you'd like to.
Read some names for us, Andrew.
I don't have them in front of me. It's embarrassing. Okay. I think the end of the day, there's what, maybe two or three guys that I've even heard of? Like
Their pipeline is
full. Paul Wodwinski is 67 years old.
Yeah, I was going to say
understood. And he blew out his ACL last year, which I wish I didn't. I don't know why I know that. I've
got the roster right here if you'd like.
I read some names.
Noah Abelflon.
Christ.
I think it's hilarious that Boisvert is on this roster. Well, that's basically the Hawks telling you this guy is not going to matter.
Let's talk about that for a second.
Okay.
You mentioned in our chat, if he doesn't score like basically 3 goals a game.
Right. If he doesn't dominate this, who cares?
There's 24-year-olds in this camp, Sam.
He's 24, isn't he?
I don't know how old he is. I'm guessing he's younger than 24.
He's like 20, 21.
Yeah.
He should, but he's a first-round pick.
He is a first-round pick.
And he's had some NHL experience. He's got 2 years of college. Yep. The fact that the Hawks are probably putting him on this roster to motivate him. And I totally see a guy who's just going to float through this like it's beneath him.
And then he'll find out real quick what Rockford's like because he's going to be there.
He's going to be there all season.
Year. All year.
Unless there's an injury crisis, which there probably will be.
I'm sure there will be.
There already is. Yes.
If you consider your best player being injured at a crisis, then yes.
Being out for 2 months, the only reason anyone would watch, then yes, there's a crisis.
And the fact that he can't, probably won't be able to shoot the same or play center again.
So, well, he's fine. He just can't take faceoffs for 2 months.
Or ever. Because he was so fucking great at him to begin with.
Now, they made a big deal about how much he improved. He got up to like 45%.
Oh, yeah, they got Yannick Perreault on the staff.
He's fine. Just don't touch him at all.
Right. You can't touch him. He's out there in an orange jersey. Chase Defoe. Never heard of this person.
Now, why don't you, better off, name the guys you've heard of.
We've all heard of Yuri Felchman just because we like saying Felchman.
Yes.
I don't know who. He apparently plays for the Detroit Tigers.
Okay. Go to Lance Parrish.
Paul Ludwinski, because he's 35. We've heard of him, mm-hmm. right? Martin Mizziak, isn't he something?
Our guy, I like that our he guy sounds like a guy who played on the 82 Blackhawks, but yes.
Our guy Clarisil isn't there, is he?
No, he's in college. No.
He's, well, yes.
He's not even signed. He wouldn't
college
be there,
players
right?
can't yeah, be true. On this.
No, I don't think he can.
Well, yeah, or maybe they can, but he's not. AJ Spellacy, Scott Powers' guy, who will never amount to shit.
AJ Spalake.
He's on Spalake. This team. He'll mm-hmm. be real fast, and everyone will notice him. And
he'll hit some guys.
Name. Yeah, he yeah. hits guys. He hits people.
He'll be a name that gets thrown on the list. Oh, wait till this guy gets here. Just
him
another
and,
one
him
of these.
And Slandon Laggart can go crash into some shit.
Yeah, they're always looking for the next Andrew Shaw for some reason.
Right. And Merrick Vaneker, who's actually supposed to be a thing.
Well, he's the one. He's what he had, what, 60 in the O last year, right?
As a 21-year-old, yeah.
Yeah, he's over,
overager.
Overage.
Mm-hmm. Haven't heard of any of the defensemen.
Nope.
Ethan Cumbie?
Ashton.
Yeah,
him Ashton Cumbie.
Ass tits Cumbie.
Him too. And then Adam Gajan as the goalie.
Depeche Mode is his name.
He's
That's
someone they're excited about.
Yeah.
So...
But they have 12. They have 12 goalers.
They have 12 goalies. They're gonna. He's gonna be competing with time with Slacks Meso.
Well, he's gonna be in the ECHL because they're not gonna have enough room between the NHL and the AHL.
Oh, couldn't he? Correct. The split starts evenly in Rockford.
No, because they have somebody else there that
they have another guy. They have somebody else there.
There's too many guys.
That is correct.
Yeah. They're already saying they well.
Oh right, they have that Russian guy.
Yeah, Gajan. They were saying or Gajan.
Gahan.
Gray
Poupon.
When he signed his contract, they were saying that it's a goaler crunch and that he's probably going to have to end up in the ECHL.
Is it Brezhnev?
Yes, that's it. Brezhnev.
Isn't Brezhnev the sound Mel Brooks and Leslie Nielsen make in Dracula Dead and Loving It when they're trying to get the last word in?
You would know more than the rest of us on that.
Even I didn't venture
into
Dracula. I'll back you up. I'll back you up with a lot of bad movies, Sam. Most notably, The Great White Hype. But yeah, no. I even Gone Fishing. But yeah, not that one.
Yeah,
not
well,
Dracula.
Fine.
Loving it.
Adam Gajan, who's actually a goalie prospect, they're going to put in the ECHL because they had to hang on to Arvid Fever or Camasso.
I don't get that one.
And none of them are going to unseat Spencer Knight.
Arvid stinks.
And none of them are going to... You've already picked your goalie.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. But you need someone that you can reliably give, like, you know, the 28 to 30 games to.
They should already know who that is.
You'd think. They should already know a lot of things, Sam.
But they don't. And they never will.
Nope.
All right, John, did you have a strange baseball corner?
Yes.
Okay.
Come on.
Andrew brought it up. No, it's just the general thought
I see.
About bullpens.
Yep.
And how much I hate them.
Yeah.
And I think Andrew's in agreement with me. He hates bullpens more than umpires.
Yep.
I hate bullpens more than anything in baseball. And specifically, I hate the trade deadline acquisition for bullpen arms. When you get the guy from the shitty team who's got an ERA under 2, and you say, this guy's going to shore up our bullpen for our pennant push. And the second that he puts on your uniform, that ERA skyrockets to infinity.
And then in October, you turn on the LCS of the World Series, and there's a team there with some guy that they got at like 258 at the trade deadline for nothing. And he's like, oh yeah, in the playoffs he's thrown 10 innings and struck out 37.
Yeah, and you never heard of this
guy. His ERA is minus -2.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's throwing like middle, he's throwing like 94.
Right.
It's just, it's infuriating. Every guy on every other team is throwing 100 miles an hour. Every single guy is from the Dominican Republic throwing 102, and they can't be touched.
With pinpoint accuracy, yeah.
Your guy's throwing 100 and giving up 10 homers every time he gets out there.
Or throwing 34 balls and 3 strikes.
Right.
It's so bad. I'm just tired. Ruining everything. Whatever.
It's awful. It's something needs to be done about these bullpens, Sam.
I don't know what there is to be done.
I don't know either.
If they had real stones, and they don't, and I don't think the players union would go along with this, you would just say, you know what? You can carry 10 pitchers. That's it.
Like the old days?
Yeah, just like your starters are going to have to fucking figure it out. Or you got to come up with something new, and everyone throws 4 innings? I don't fucking know, but like that's what you're going to have to do. But they're not going to do that because guys would get hurt, even though guys are getting hurt now.
It's a frustrating thing. Right. I think it's like you can pay attention to the bullpen and then put some resources into improving it, and then every single guy turns out to stink or have a weird injury.
Yep.
Or you could ignore it, and then you end up with Cliff Polite and Neil Cotts or whatever.
Well, that was one in a million season, though.
Bobby Jenkins is literally just a feral child.
That's how it works.
They won the World Series, you know? Yeah. It's like,
right.
You know, it's just like, okay, I guess these guys that are dog shit are just going to be unhittable for a whole season. Okay. Yeah. Fine.
Yeah, I mean, it's a very weird thing because it's become so important. You can't be good, especially in the playoffs, without a good bullpen. But it's not something you can solve by just like signing whoever you think are the best guys.
No, exactly.
You sign the best guys, and then they can't get anybody out.
Lord knows the White Sox have tried it many
times.
Lord knows
the White Sox. It's where the Cubs have tried.
Mike McDougal, come on down.
Mm-hmm.
Well, interestingly enough, the Cubs have usually been able to put a decent bullpen together out of nothing, and this year they actually tried, and it's awful. It's so bad. So I don't know. It's just stupid. And it's ruining this stretch, and it's just going to tank.
Or you know, you do what the Nationals did in 2019. You do what the Dodgers have done the past couple of years. Well, we have 7 or 8 starters. By the time October rolls around, 5 of them are in the bullpen. And we don't have to use any of these idiots.
And that's probably what they're going to do. But the problem is you got to get there. And they got a month of very difficult games. And by the time this is over, they might be in 6th or even worse.
Well, they're gonna get there.
Well, you say that now.
I'm fairly sure. I just don't think there's anyone who's going to catch them.
Yeah, I mean, if they score 17 runs a game, they'll be fine. But that's only once every 3 days at this point. It's got to happen every day. Didn't happen today.
Did not happen today. Although they
wind blowing
scored
out
enough runs
40
to win
miles
today.
An hour, and they couldn't do it. Yeah, that's the thing. 4 runs isn't bad in normal baseball, but Wrigley was playing like prime Coors Field the last 2 months.
Well, it is 112 degrees up there.
It's awful. It's too hot.
You do not want to be out there.
You don't want to be out there. We'll get onto a happier subject.
Oh boy.
We are granting John and Slack a bit of a taste of next week's show because they get to do some Illini Corner. As Illini Corner opens for business, well, tomorrow by the time most people are listening to this.
Yeah.
On Thursday night in Champaign, Urbana.
That's so right.
Boys, take it away.
I don't know if John knows more than I do. I don't know a ton. I don't have a lot of knowledge about this quarterback that they got. Cato Kalen, I believe is his name.
I know Big Brett loves him.
Did you say Cato Kalen?
I did.
Yeah.
That's not his actual name, but it sounds like that.
It might as well be.
Now it is. So Cato Kalen's a quarterback. Brett loves him. I haven't heard anything.
For those who'd like to know, his name is Caden Hauser.
Thank you. Where'd he come from? Iowa State?
Is shit.
Yeah.
Okay. So maybe he's good. I know they had Altmaier for the last 3 years. He was a nice, steady presence. I think other than that, like, I'm very interested in this defensive coordinator. They got this legendary Montana Grizzlies old head coach who won a bunch of championships in that division. And I guess he's running some insane 3-3-5 with tons of weird blitzes and chaos. So I have no idea if that's this kind of defense that can outperform your talent, if that makes any sense. But I'm interested to see how it looks. Because apparently they ran a 3-3-5 under Aaron Henry, but they just did it in like a very safe, you know, like a very vanilla kind of way. And apparently this guy is nuts. So it's a risk, but I'm interested to see how it plays out.
Yeah. There's only two outcomes. It's either a phenomenal success or a colossal failure.
Right. Like nobody knows what the hell they're doing and they can't read it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just disruptive and weird, or you're giving up points like you're playing Indiana every week like they did last year.
Going over the schedule for the Illini, and admittedly, my college football knowledge is very limited and based on my video game playing, even worse than I thought. Couple itchy ones here.
Very much so.
Big Ten season opens in Columbus. It's not what you want.
No, but at least it's a chance to just like, hey, let's see if this works.
Give right. A shot. And they get Oregon at home.
Yep.
But if they were to run the rest of the table, which arguably they should, I guess this Iowa game would be a little weird, but that's at home.
Iowa at home is better than there for sure.
Absolutely.
They have to go to UCLA. That can always get a little weird.
Yes, it can, but UCLA is pretty bad, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
To Michigan State, but they suck.
Yep. Oh, Hauser came from Michigan State, didn't he?
He came from East Carolina via East Carolina, started at Michigan State.
Okay, that's what it was. Okay.
But if I were to say they go 10-2, which is on the table here,
that would be phenomenal.
Is that a playoff team?
Or
do they have to jump up and bite one of Ohio State or Oregon?
Because, yeah, Oregon, Ohio State, Indiana are probably those teams that are going to be like one loss.
Yeah, they'll have to win one of the two games, either Ohio State or Oregon.
Right.
Have the Ducks been to Champaign before?
No.
No.
They don't know what they're in for.
No, they don't.
No, they don't. We have the biggest scoreboard in the world now. You seen this thing?
Yeah.
Have you seen this? You heard about this?
You heard about this?
John, though, have you seen it? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I did see a picture of it.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah. It doesn't look like the stadium.
Just imagine a smash cut to Kevin Eubanks in your mind's eye.
It's absurd. I'm holding a bass guitar if you can't see.
Well, they got that game in Maryland, and I know that Andrew hates Illinois games in Maryland.
All Illinois games in Maryland.
On Halloween, no less.
It's going to be, you know what? I don't care where they're playing Maryland, it's always bad, and no matter what sport, bad.
I also will say this. They get Oregon at home after a bye week. They get 2 weeks to
load up. Bye. Yeah.
To load up.
I don't know. It'll be fun. You know, at the end of the day, if they go to a bowl game and beat Northwestern and beat another SEC team,
win 10 games. Yeah.
Not only they get to beat Northwestern, they get to beat them in the first Illinois-Northwestern game in Ryan Field.
My parents keep asking me about like getting tickets, and apparently they're astronomical.
I'm sure.
Blow me.
To go watch Northwestern football, I'm not paying you a cent.
No.
Fuck off.
Zero.
I got offered Northwestern tickets for free this week, and I passed on those.
For which game?
The opening one. They're playing South Dakota or something. But our friend who works for Northwestern, they're still on the lakefront, by the way.
Yeah. Oh, they are? So,
yeah, they don't open the stadium until like October.
Oh, God.
Not ready.
You'd sit in high school bleachers in 100-degree weather to watch them play South Dakota?
He's like, look, they're giving away these tickets. They just want people there. Do you want to go? I'm like, no.
No.
I don't want to go.
No. No, I think a 10-win season is on the table again, and if Big Brett can do it, that's 2 out of 3 seasons that they've won 10 games. It would be an unprecedented run of success for Illini Corner. Sam.
The golden era of Illini Corner.
I'll go on the record as saying I'm not expecting 10 wins. I think that seems like a stretch.
Yes.
But, boy, if they could get there.
Get on back there.
Yeah.
Mercy.
They always have a stupid loss mixed in somewhere.
Of course. Yeah. It's college football.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
But, looking forward to it.
10-2 at least puts them in the discussion. At least you'll see their name in the hunt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You'll have two in the hunts, John.
If they lose to UAB, we'll never speak of them again.
No. The Illini Corner will be killed and dead.
Until basketball season. Yep.
Right.
Yep.
And if they lose to UAB.
Yeah, forget it. If they lose to UAB, it's over. Don't talk to me.
Don't push me. All right. Well, we can get to the Cretans.
Oh, did we have a moment of silence yet for Bill Beavis's NFL career?
I don't care enough.
He'll get picked up by somebody, won't he?
Okay. I don't know.
He said he's the better than, what did he say? He's like, I'm not the 32nd best quarterback or something.
Yeah. Well,
he had some quote.
Yeah, you're like the 64th.
I was just going to say, he's technically probably right. But
not in the way he thinks. All right. Cretan time, you said?
Yeah, I've only got one, and we kind of already got to it with everything else, so it's up to the rest of yous.
Okay, I got a few.
All right, go for it.
Bring it.
Longtime guy, Jeff Hicks.
Sure.
Would you prefer if the Packers went 0-17 this season or miss the playoffs for the next decade?
Oh, miss the playoffs for a decade.
I would have to agree.
Yeah.
You want them in that netherworld hell.
0-17 gives them the number one pick. I don't want that.
Right. But I always want it just out of their reach. Like, if they just miss the playoffs, they're always going to say, oh, if we just do this and we just do this, we're right back in it. It's still our time. Our window's still open.
I mean, they're right there already. It's, what, 5 straight years of the 7 seed? Like, they're the only NFC 7 seed to ever exist. Like, they're the only team that's ever got that since the advent of it. So they
should call it the Packer
are.
Seed.
Yeah.
It's the Packer seed.
They've earned it.
It's like the Manfred Man. It's the Packer seed.
Next up, not sure how to pronounce this guy's name. Kylian? Killen?
Sure.
You heard of this guy?
No.
Who the hell is he?
What would be your reason for failing a medical?
How long you got?
How much time you got? I got something going on my hamstring, I think. My insides are all fucked up. They'd probably get me on that.
What, did you get the doctor's report like Justin Long from Idiocracy? I'm not going to say either of the lines, but it says here you're fucked up.
I would say go check the Twitter account Hanzus Ailments. That's my answer.
John, why would they fail you? Probably your
my
wrist,
mentals.
Right?
My mentals.
Your mentals. Just
yeah.
Yeah. He's your Wunderlich test would be terrible.
Mm-hmm.
And you wouldn't. It wouldn't be you jaking it for concussion tests. You just.
I'd be trying.
I'd be trying, and I'm just that dumb. Friend of the program, editor of Ravenous, which you should all subscribe to, Ashok. John's very good friend.
Thank you.
If you had a time machine and could visit any beloved Chicago burrito joint in their primes, which one would you visit and what would be your perfect order?
I mean, the carne at La Paz, it depends on which corner you went to, though.
Mm-mm.
I'm throwing out options here.
There's only one La Paz, and that's the one on the east side of the street. It is now the cheeseburger joint. Is it a Popeyes?
That was the Popeyes and Rally's. That was in the actual like corner building. The La Paz,
right?
On the
one,
other
one, okay,
side,
one
standalone.
South.
You're
one
thinking of
south.
Lawn Hamburger, I believe.
Yeah, it's it's just an absolute hole in the wall. There's enough room for 3 people in there. And you just get the steak burritos, just steak, onion, chorizo, and cheese. Or not chorizo,
the cilantro.
Cilantro, thank you. It's about the size of your head. Utter perfection. I'd give anything to have that burrito again. The one across the street, still there, garbage.
they're not on
same. But they're the same place?
Burrito block.
They all had the same name. In their prime, there were 4 of them. All called La Pasadita, all in the same intersection. But the little yellow hole in the wall, where sometimes they wouldn't even let you in.
Yeah.
That was
I remember.
My uncle would come in from Michigan he'd walk in there with a cooler and like order like 15 to take back to Michigan with him.
Burritos or tacos?
Burritos.
15 burritos?
Yeah, and he'd take them back to Michigan and like
you
just
have to,
have
them
for
to
the
pack
next
them
month.
In tight into the little Coleman there for structural integrity. It ends up like it's like bricks. You need a bunch in there to be up against one another.
Understood.
Yeah. He'd bring it to Michigan and hand it out to his friends.
If they're crashing and banging around in there, then yeah, obviously.
My uncle was like
everywhere.
Ahead of his time. He was like the original foodie. He's just going to these places and finding these things.
He could have invented Gold Belly. It was just sitting right there.
Yep. Anyway, that's Shoke knows that's what my answer is going to be, but he just wants me to say. Yeah, he also wants me to say subscribe to Ravenous.
I mean, but there. I mean, there are others too. Sky Point Juliantla on Clark.
You're just going to name like 10 places.
Yeah.
Bill Butler.
Gonna steal everybody's thunder.
And obviously, I mean, obviously Burrito House. Come on now.
You got one, Andrew?
I have a couple that I would name that I don't know if it quite fits the prompt, but I have a couple places in mind.
But you can go, back in time. You can go to any era, any location.
Going back in time for both, I think.
Okay.
One would be the El Famous Burrito in Vernon Hills, near where I grew up, because it's no longer there. Where I watched my brother eat two burritos in one sitting and he won a free t-shirt.
At one of my heights of COVID drunk depression, I did two burritos from Burrito House one night.
Does your brother still have the t-shirt?
No, I actually bought my own t-shirt because I just liked the t-shirt and it was such a good t-shirt. There's no chance it fits me anymore.
Was it racially sensitive to our neighbors to the south? Because that's why I mean, can't, the logo that's why I can't,
probably
that's why not. I can't ask for the Burrito House t-shirt.
It's
that's
probably
why I can never buy the Nido shirt I always really wanted.
Yeah. The
can't
second
walk around
would
a
be
shirt that says Cabron.
The second would be the so there were two El Jardines on Clark owned by two brothers who hated each other in Wrigleyville, Lakeview, whatever you want to call it. I believe the one that's still open is the inferior one. And the one that's no longer there, I want to say turned into some stupid bar. But my dad used to take me there before Cub games. And it was a magical place. And it no longer exists. And I'd love to go back there because the owner was cool. My dad and him were friends whenever he went in there. And he loved to tell me the story about how his brother's an asshole. So that was fun.
Also, I'd like to give an honorary mention too. And Sam, the Fells family will back me up on this. Probably late... anywhere from 05 to about 2010, God damn it, why am I blanking on it now?
Oh, I have a third. Sorry, go ahead.
Picante, Damon and Division.
Yes.
When it was the actual half address on the wall, not when it moved next door.
They brought it back.
They brought it back and it wasn't the same. They brought back the hole in the wall. They had to, COVID hit them hard too. And they had to go back to just the half address, but it wasn't the same. And now I think it's
went in there in like 2025 and the guy was, or 2024. And the guy gave me a bunch of, it was like, it was the same guy.
And it was the chicken burrito there for me.
He gave me this whole rundown of all the reasons why it wasn't working. And I was just like, just give me my food and shut the fuck up. The other place I would say is if I could go back to Burrito Mexicana under the L tracks at Addison in 2003, which is when I first moved into the city, and their al pastor would stain your whole body, and it was it was magical. I put on 15 pounds in 2 weeks after I moved into that area because I was going there twice a day. Oh my god, it was good.
Shook has a bonus question, bonus time travel question. Would young Sam be friends with my son? No, because he's going to Latin, so no.
Extremely inside baseball.
Yep. But
narrow casting.
I would not be friends. The young version of myself would not be friends with your son. Sorry, Shoke. All right, bring back Ties. Not a new guy, maybe.
Who
good
can
luck
say?
With your first crap.
Good luck
I
with
agree
your first
with his
crap.
Message.
Has something of a serious question. Not that serious, but something of a serious. What are the odds the Bears' defense is better simply due to the fact the offense will be able to sustain drives better?
That's what I've been trying to tell everybody.
Is it though, John?
Bullshit.
You have hold not on, you have not on. Brought up that point, John. Don't crap me now.
Yeah, thank you.
I haven't heard anything about sustaining drives. Also,
no, because Ben wants to score in every play. This is like quick strike.
It's an offense built on explosives, not fucking drive manager Tyson Bagent bullshit.
Grinder ball with Ozzy.
No.
Perhaps the addendum to that question is the defense better if the Bears are putting up points and are up more than
yes,
they were.
Because then they can put their ears back, as they say. Right? If you're up by two scores, three scores, you're a lot of
you
passing
worry
downs.
About the run, you're pinning your ears back.
Right.
Yeah, but if they have no nickel defender, they might not be, you know, it's a pretty easy way to get.
They got the
defense.
Numbers for a nickel defender. They just don't have the one they want.
They're going to find one. They're going to have to figure it out. Simple as.
That's life at the top, baby.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that's all I got.
All right. I got a couple, I guess. From Greedy McBrew.
You don't have to.
What has to happen for you to enjoy the upcoming Blackhawks season? Crashing the team jet is not an option.
Fire Kyle.
Fire Kyle. And fire Blashill.
And get somebody with a clue.
Get somebody with a clue. Kane blows out his knee.
Ian Cole dies.
I'm not asking for the world here.
Kevin Korchinski
100 point season.
Korchinski quarterbacks the top power play. That's a good start. And then, yeah, I guess any of these supposed kids, like, actually being it, Frondell being like what we actually think he might be. I think we're all pretty convinced Frondell will be good.
Prove me wrong, children. Prove me wrong.
It's a lot. You know what also might help is if Bedard proves he's not a loser.
Oh, yeah, that.
If he actually comes out and says, you know what, I'm sick of this shit. I'm sick of losing. I'm sick of playing games that don't matter.
Well, the games are not going to matter even by the time he comes back, methinks.
Right. Well, he should be angry then. Why did I rehab if we were just going to run out the string? And like an aggressive trade. Package some of these kids and get something
once
real.
Don Waddell takes over.
Yeah.
Exactly. Donnie Wads. I would love to see them bring in just like literally like you just
Just
said.
Some old Crown Royal soak bastard.
Old fucker who just
you know
wants
what?
To make
you,
moves.
You could do worse than bringing Kevin Adams here. He built the Sabres.
Great, fine. Anyone.
Wasn't he on the leadership council too for a young Patrick Kane?
There was. Trying to get him to read some books.
What Kevin Adams, Kevin with a Y, he's not the Dartmouth educated Craig Adams, right? That was a different Adams.
Different Adams. Correct.
Just get anybody with a clue who has not worked
Craig
here.
Adams, grad yeah. guy.
An outside voice.
Two outside voices. I want a GM who's never been here before, never been standing here, and a coach who's never been standing here.
Bring in,
for it.
Right. He's like John trying to get his roster into Alice Hall, except they hired him.
It was his own resume that he was driving to the.
Yeah, it was his own resume. Pounded on gate three trying to get into the United Center. They're like, all right, come in. That's what it would take.
Cool.
Anything else?
Lots of stuff. All right, so this season will not be enjoyable for anyone on this group if you're. There's your answer.
Attention.
This one I don't really have an answer for, but I'll ask the three of you because maybe you've got something. Favorite insults you've heard or seen?
Go sit down.
From Kyle Graber.
Oh.
Go sit down.
Go sit down. That's pretty good. Pipe go, down, rub a dub is my favorite go-to.
Go give birth.
Go give birth.
Go give birth was high on the list.
Go visit Alice Hall. Go to a Hallis Hall parking lot.
Hallis Hall parking lot's another one.
A college roommate of mine and I had the discussion because this was his just, I guess, rejoinder, retort, whatever, insult to anyone. Because there's nothing you can say or do that doesn't prove the point is just tell someone grow up.
That really used to piss me off. So he's right.
We forgot Andrew's go-to.
Blow me.
For anything. Yes.
Yeah, blow me.
But only when it's directed at Bears beat writers.
No, at Hub specifically.
I brought it up this weekend. We need to bring back Eat Me as well.
Eat Me. Remember in Election where the one kid yells Eat Me at they're giving all their stump speeches for the class president, and then he follows it up with Eat Me Raw.
Yeah, but I'd say go give birth is an all-timer. I still crack up thinking about that one.
One we like to use around these parts in the real show is a deep cut from American Pie, Suck Me Beautiful.
Yep.
Both as an insult and as
celebratory.
And celebratory. It's got flexibility.
Yep.
All right, is that it, Andrew?
Yeah, that's it.
All right. Well, strap in, folks. Strap it in and hunker down. Because next week is the best show of the year. As we will go through all 17 games of the Bears schedule and tell you what we think will happen. We don't know what Gag Slack has planned. He won't tell us, and nor should he. And we're excited to find out. So until then, for Andrew, for John, for Matt, I am Sam. Thank you so much for listening and downloading. Please rate, review, and share. Until then, Top Guys out.